We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you to mid the show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, till 1 o'clock, then CMB will come your way. Robbie Rosenhaus, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. It is a Football Friday. Carl Banks will join us, talk Giants with him. Brian Costello will join us, talk Jets with him. We'll have our NFL picks as well. But I think we got it all. And that's right. I forgot about that, too. And, of course, we are coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. Only at ShopRite. I guess we got to start with the David Wright, the announcement yesterday. David Wright, who will play his final game on September 29th against the Marlins at Citi Field, and then will walk off into the sunset.
I was surprised how much that affected me yesterday. I've been very cold about David Wright the last two years. Very matter of fact. Hey, is he going to come back? Hey, is he going to help this team? I don't think of him on the team. He's never going to be able to play and all that. And just hearing him, and I'm not sure what got to me. Maybe it's the fact that I'm hearing him tear up. Maybe it's when he talked about his daughters, and how he just wants his daughters to see him play baseball. And maybe it's just thinking about it, that this guy has been with this organization forever. I mean, all you need to know is they got him and drafted him with the pick they received when they lost Mike Hampton as a free agent. Mm. I mean, Mike Hampton was a generation ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, it was.
So it really puts into perspective how long this guy's been here. Yep. And to think that it's over, and to think that you'll see him Saturday night and that's it, it kind of got to me. And I know that a lot of non-Met fans will ever understand this, but Met fans will. We don't have guys who spend their entire careers with one team. We don't have that. They had one of the great pitchers of all time, George Thomas Seaver, and they couldn't even make it right with him. They had Darryl Strawberry, looked like a great slugger. They couldn't even make it right with him when they let him go to L.A. Doc was self-inflicted. I think we all accept that. We understand that.
Yep.
And even though David's career didn't go maybe the way we all envisioned as we're sitting there in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, this was still a guy who's been here for 14 years. He owns just about every significant record, offensive record, besides home runs in Met history. And to think that he is never going to wear another team's uniform, that is very, very special for us Met fans because we don't get stuff like that.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, look, I love David Wright. I've gotten have a number of opportunities to meet him over the years. He's always been very nice to me. He's a terrific guy. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And he's an all-time Met, and the Mets' criteria for retiring numbers is very, very high. It's a high criteria. But I think they will retire his number.
Well,
I do.
I remember when the Mets retired Piazza's number, we debated it because as much as I liked Mike, I wouldn't have retired his number because I like the high criteria that the Mets have.
Right.
But with that said, I would retire David Wright's number.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's not a Hall of Famer.
Definitely.
I think it's very different. I think that, and Yankee fans should understand this, he's Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly's not a Hall of Famer, but he was yours.
Right.
And much like Don Mattingly, Don's career ended because of injury.
It did.
That's why it happened.
The one thing, though, it's very fortunate. I was always very happy, and this is Don Mattingly did not get this opportunity with the Yankees. David did get the opportunity to play in a World Series with the Mets, and I was always very happy that he was part of that run in 2015. I really was.
Absolutely.
Because he had come back from injuries again, And he was really a big part of that down the stretch in 15 and even into the World Series.
Significant. It was not a bit piece kind of thing because I was thinking about this yesterday of my favorite David Wright moments. And believe it or not, all of them are basically from that run.
Yeah.
I think of the home run in Philadelphia, his game back, which was awesome.
Yep.
I think it was his first at bat back.
I think it was. Absolutely was.
It was ridiculous. And he always hit well in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
Love that place.
Killed it there.
I think of the image in Washington with him pumping
scoring
the
big run on Labor Day.
Yes.
Yep,
no Labor Day afternoon against the Nats.
Yep.
I think of the hit against Pedro Baez, game one of the DS, after some reason Don Mattingly took Clayton Kershaw out because he doesn't know how to manage in the postseason.
Right.
I think of that big hit.
Yep.
And I think of the home run. And what's great about that
home
run.
In the game they won. They actually won that game.
That's the key, man.
Yep.
You see, if David Wright's World Series home run was in game four or game five, I wouldn't even mention it right now.
Yep.
It would mean nothing to me.
Yep.
But that home run was in the first inning. They were already down 1-0. Put them ahead 2-1. They go on and they won the game, I think 9-3, 9-4, whatever it was. Whatever the score was, who cares?
Right.
So, yeah, his home run in the World Series was not just, oh, yeah, he had a home run. It was kind of a big home run. I know it's early in the game, but it gave him a lead, and it was a game they won. So you're right. He was a part of that 15 run, and when I think of David Wright, I don't even think of 06 as much as I think of 15.
No, I agree. I agree. No question about it. And, you know, I think about when he came up. I forget, what was the year he came up?
04.
04.
Late July.
You know, the guy, I don't even remember him being that highly touted in the minor leagues. I got to tell you, I don't really remember that. And this guy comes up and really came out of nowhere to be this tremendous player really right away. I mean, it didn't take long for David really kind of take off.
Right out of the gate.
Yep.
And you're right. I remember always looking up minor leaguers' numbers because you always dream of, hey, that prospect's going to come up and he's going to be the next great Met.
Right.
And I remember always saying to my dad, this David Wright guy, man, he's in like 330 at AA. Who is this guy? And he did not come up with that same...
Right.
You know, that same hype that, say, Jose Reyes came up with.
Reyes had much more hype than David.
Sure.
Much more.
And he came up and he took that third base job from Ty Wigginton and he never gave it back. And he became the third baseman for the next 13, 14 years. And on a negative side, and I think this is unfortunate, that Matt Cain hit batsman, man, it felt like that was the turn in his career. When Matt Cain hit him with the fastball.
Yeah, you're right.
It just felt like he was never the same after that.
He was never the same after he got hit in the head. You're 100% right. Agree.
But here's the power of how Met fans feel about David. This game is sold out. Sold out. I just went on Mets.com. There's not a ticket available.
10 minutes to sell it out, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure they had a big advance, no jokes aside, because it's a firework night. And firework nights tend to do very well. And before the season, maybe you thought the Mets would actually be in a pennant race final Saturday of the year, even though it's against the Marlins. So I'm sure they had a big advance. But the tickets on the secondary market, they're treating this game as if it's a playoff game. I mean, to get into the building, you're going to have to drop for upper deck seats in the corner over $100.
Right.
The way the secondary market works, we'll see before the game what happens over the next 2 weeks. You know, maybe those prices will drop. It probably will to some degree. But it shows you how Met fans think or how they feel about this guy, that they're going to pack the stadium. I think there's going to be an electric atmosphere. I think he's going to get a standing ovation every 5 seconds. And before anybody who doesn't get it, because I know a lot of people don't get it, and that's fine. I understand. You come from different perspectives. Ernie doesn't get it. I love Ernie. He doesn't get it. Before those who don't get it say, you're celebrating a guy who's, you know, not a Hall of Famer. He's not this. He's not that. He's not this. We don't get things like this.
No.
This is rare in the history of this franchise.
Yep. Well, you hit it. You hit it all the guys that we've had here. I mean, just think of every big Met that there's ever been. You mentioned them all. You know, a lot of them. You mentioned Seva. You mentioned Strawberry. I mean, you know, just look at some of these guys that started out their careers here that never even fit. Mookie Wilson didn't finish his career with the Mets.
Right.
You know, and there's a guy, you know, you think of him as an all-time Met. Jerry Kuzman, one of the great pitchers in the history of the franchise. He didn't finish his career with the Mets.
Nope.
They traded him for Jesse Roscoe. God knows about what happened with Nolan Ryan, how that turned out. You know, he barely even played with the Mets after the World Series in 69. I mean, we could go on and on. I mean, these guys just, nobody finishes their career. Nobody plays their entire career with this franchise.
And David did.
Yeah.
And David did. Yeah. And considering the climate of this ownership or the climate of the franchise, it was surprising at the time, honestly, when they locked him up. Because I remember thinking, and I know the contract turned out to be bad. We all understand what happened. Who could have predicted what would have happened with David Wright?
Right.
But my fear at the time was David Wright was going to be the third baseman for either the New York Yankees or the Philadelphia Phillies. I feared it. And the Mets, to their credit, to ownership's credit, rarely do we give them credit, they came through and they locked him up.
Yep.
And I know it didn't work. We all know. It was a bad contract. And I love David's sense of humor yesterday, too. He opens the press conference by saying, I thought we were all here to announce my contract extension.
Oh, is that what he said? I didn't see that. Yeah, did he say that?
He did say that.
That's pretty good.
But they took care of it. They didn't take care of Reyes. They didn't take care of Darryl Strawberry. And I know this worked out, but they didn't take care of Edgardo Alfonso.
No. No.
And I get it. That turned out to be the right decision. Fonzie had back issues and all that,
right,
but still.
Right. Yeah, right.
So they have a history of not taking care of it. And even though he didn't end up in Cooperstown the way I thought he would, because honestly, in 2008, 2009.
It looked like he was on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I would agree with you.
He was on his way.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen. And it's unfortunate.
And I'll tell you something else the Mets are doing right. They're doing this night right. They're not going up. They're doing it the night before the season ends on a Saturday night, where there's no NFL. They're not going up against the NFL on a Sunday afternoon to have this this event for David. They're doing it on a night when the metropolitan area sports, the New York sports scene will be focused on David Wright.
Absolutely. You can't do that on a Sunday afternoon against football on the final day of the year. They are absolutely doing it right. Now, I know that it's also a very smart financial decision because those tickets are more expensive than other nights because it's a firework night. I understand that. I want to acknowledge that so we all know the information. But nevertheless, hey, take advantage of it. It's like the Yankees. If they're going to honor Derek Jeter or Mariano Rivera, it's going to be a good financial night for you.
Yep.
And David does deserve that. And he deserves to have his number retired. He does. I'm a big believer you got to be a Hall of Famer. But I think because of what we just went through, I think he's different. So I would kind of bend the rules in my mind for David. Plus, could you imagine another Met wearing number 5?
No, I can't imagine it.
I can't even imagine that.
I can't imagine.
We've already seen 80 guys
and they would
wear
give
16.
It, and if they didn't retire it, they would give it to somebody. Because we've seen, 16, 17. It was funny because I think, was it yesterday when Gary Cohn was going on about how many different people have wore 17 after Hernandez?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Well, it was unbelievable.
All of the numbers that maybe
Luis Lopez.
You know? 18 has been worn by a lot.
Right.
16 was worn.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a guy who made the team out of spring training named Kevin Roberson? Remember this guy?
I can't really say it.
He lasted for 5 minutes for the Mets.
It wasn't long.
And the one thing I remember about Kevin Roberson is I think he wore 18, and it bothered me.
Yeah. Thinking, of course. Really? How could it not bother you?
What's going on here?
I mean, come on.
But I think they'll do it right and retire his number. And who knows? Maybe they'll make it dramatic, and they'll do it Saturday night. I don't know what he's going to look like.
That would be pretty good.
Like, is he going to?
Yeah, you know why they won't do that? Because they're going to capitalize on another big money day.
That's true.
Come on, they're not doing it that night. They're going to do it like next year sometime when they can capitalize again.
That's a very
fair point. You know the Mets.
No, you're
stop.
Right. Yeah, and the Yankees would do that too. They have with numerous guys.
Oh, anybody. It's not just the Mets. You're right. Anybody's doing that.
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't. I hope he's sort of productive. You know what I mean? I hope he goes out there and gets a hit. And there's no guarantee that's going to happen. Not every baseball game's a storybook like Derek Jeter, who gets the game-winning hit in his last game at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
And I hope if there's a ground ball to him, he can make the throw to first base.
The one thing I would like to see is David hit one out of the yard that night.
Oh, that'd
if
be
that
great.
Would happen, that would be stellar. Maybe one of the Marlin pitchers, whoever it is, will groove and be like Denny McClain to Mickey Mantle.
I was thinking that. I was thinking it depends on who the pitcher is. But then again, the manager is Don Mattingly.
Right.
And Don, I think, gets this. And maybe Don Mattingly says, you know what? Let's do David a little bit of a favor
Let's throw him one.
Yeah, I kind of understand what David's going through. Let's help him out a little bit.
Yep.
So for one night only, the Mets are going to be the biggest, hottest ticket in town.
Yep, September 29th.
September 29th. You don't want to miss it.
Yep.
It is a football Friday.
And they swept the double, by the way. And oh, by the way, they swept the doubleheader yesterday. That happens a lot.
You don't sweep doubleheaders,
Well, I mean, especially the Mets.
I know. And how about the way they won game one?
I think it's the first ever doubleheader sweep at Citi Field.
Is that true?
Yes.
The first time they've ever done that?
Yeah.
I guess there haven't been that many doubleheaders either.
But my teams have seen a lot of things like the Jets. They had that the longest in the history of the league without a defensive touchdown.
What? A lot of curses being broken.
What's going on
here?
This.
I know.
Well, maybe I don't know about the curses being broken, but
maybe it's a positive sign to the ultimate curse being broken.
There you go.
Who knows? But the way they won the game one yesterday was insane.
God. I mean, that never happened.
I know.
And I don't know what to think about Conforto now. I mean, all of a sudden, Conforto's red hot. The guy's hitting. He's got since the All-Star break, guys, 14 home runs, almost 40 RBIs. He's going to wind up with close to 30 if he doesn't hit 30 homers and drive in over 70, 75 runs, you would think. He's got 68 RBIs now.
Yep.
I don't know what to think about him.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, he'll be in the lineup every day next year.
Yeah,
you just hope he's more like second half Conforto than first half Conforto.
Yep.
It is a football Friday. Carl's going to join us at 11. We'll make our picks in the 12 o'clock hour. But when we come back, it's like a tradition now. We will have a very special simulcast with our friends in Dallas.
I forgot about that.
So we'll do a little
Giants-Cowboys.
That's right. We'll do a little Giants.
The loser of this game's in big trouble. I really believe it. The loser of this game is in trouble.
Oh, no doubt about it. There'll be Panic City in either city.
Yes.
Whether it's right here with us at 10 a.m. Monday.
Yes.
Or over in Dallas, Texas.
No question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.